Welcome to Two Guys and a Question, where Danny Jefferson and Alan Creedy challenge conventional thinking by fielding questions for more than 1,000 subscribers, all in less than 12 minutes an episode.
This is Alan Creedy.
This is Danny Jefferson.
And we're Two Guys and a Question. And Danny, we don't exactly have a question today, but you were telling me a story not too long ago, and it really caused me to think about something that I've been trying to express for funeral directors for a long time, and that is that the really good practitioners I know, the guys that really have it on the ball, all of them seem to have a personality or a skill set, personality trait or a skill set that incorporates something that no one trains. And I'm not sure a lot of these guys, the ones even that do it, are aware of. And I call it kind of an anticipatory sense. And it's like they are always aware of their surroundings. And they're always looking. I don't want to say looking for something to go wrong, but looking for something that might go wrong. And the instance that you shared with me that really caused me pause was that you were helping out a mutual friend of ours, and you're retired, but you do keep your finger in, keep your license active, and you were just an assistant on a particular funeral, and you noted that the way that the hearse and family car were parked in the church parking lot, and the way the other attendees' cars were parked, once the service was over, was going to result in chaos. So you lined up the cars in a certain way. You took the initiative, number one, but you realized that if you didn't do that, it was going to end up poorly. And to me, that is a really good illustration of this anticipatory sense that I have. And one other example you offered me one time was when we were talking about this, is you talked about a maitre d', a good maitre d' in a restaurant, and how they're always aware of everybody's needs. They notice when somebody needs their water glass refilled. They notice when somebody is waiting for a check, and they make sure that the wait staff gets that address, so they're conscious of it. But in my sense, all your staff ought to be that way.
They should. They really should.
So tell us about that experience, and then help us understand, where did you develop that sixth sense?
I wish I could tell you where I developed it. I will tell you this. It comes in handy, and it's the impromptu thing that we do.
Yeah.
My staff would always remember me calling it radar.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's a great metaphor.
It was radar, where your eyes are always moving.
Mm-hmm.
You always looking to your right, always looking to your left, occasionally looking to your rear. If anything looks out of place, you either have to anticipate what it's going to happen if you keep it there, or just leave it alone.
Right.
I told the staff, you really, really never want to ask somebody to move their car if they're already parked and gotten out.
Yeah.
And that happens, that if they park their car and it's facing the wrong way, as long as it's not going to be in our way, don't go make them move it.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
But you actually trained your staff on this sixth sense thing.
Yes.
So what did you say to them?
Have you ever seen any videos or any TV news coverage of a president?
Sure.
Did you notice every single one of the Secret Service?
No.
No, you don't. But they're there.
I look for them sometimes, and but I think I see them.
They are there.
Mm-hmm.
They don't button their coats.
Right.
That's the first clue.
Okay.
Because I taught my staff to always have their coats buttoned. But Secret Service don't have their coats unbuttoned. Their coats are unbuttoned. Do you know why?
I assume to get their gun out quickly.
Exactly. So they are ready, ready, ready.
Okay.
When I teach to keep your hands to your side, the perception with people, if your hands are to your side, you're ready. You're ready to help.
Okay.
You're ready to act.
Okay.
Secret Service, if you look at them and watch them, their eyes are always moving.
Right.
They don't fix on one person.
Right.
They might look at that one person a little more than others, but they are looking. They're looking down. They're looking up.
Okay.
If someone is getting ready to step in a hole, you're going to help them.
Right.
If somebody's getting ready to go across the water, you're going to help them.
Okay.
If somebody, and this is another one. When the staff gets to a church we haven't been before, the first thing you want the staff to do when they get there and go in the church is to find the restrooms.
Oh.
You want to find the men and the women's.
Okay.
The reason for that, people come to a funeral. Most of the time, the first people there are the ones that drove the furthest away. When you go to a church you've never been, and when you get there, you always go in and check to see where the restrooms are.
Okay, I never thought of that.
Usually, the people that are first there for a service are the ones that drove the furthest because their timing was off.
Right.
They always need the restroom first.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want your staff saying, well, I don't know, I've never been here. You want them to say, if you'll go up the steps and just turn to your right, ma'am.
So you're anticipating needs there. You're anticipating something hasn't even happened yet.
Exactly.
Okay, that's good. Excellent.
If you are at the church, and we've had firemen, I've had a fire chief working for me, and one of the things would always be, what are you going to do if we have a large service and you're going to start putting chairs over at that exit door? That's not a good place.
Yeah.
You don't want to overdo it. You do it subtle. You can take a chair and say, ma'am, I'm going to get you closer to the front if you'll follow me.
So basically, I think what we're getting at here is that when you're working a visitation or a funeral service or leading a procession or doing gravesite, whatever those public venues are, it is not a passive role. So, you know, you may be driving the hearse, but when you get to your location and stop your vehicle, you're not done.
Exactly.
You are still responsible for being aware. So you line the pallbearers up, you get them started, and you notice that somebody's about to trip and you catch them.
Right.
So I think that's the message, is that these things are not a passive role. You don't sit back. I have to tell you, I've been in a number of local funerals because I'm at the age where people are dying, and maybe I'm off base, but it bugs me when I see the funeral staff standing around just jabbing with each other.
If everybody on your staff is doing things a little different to where people notice it, you're going to be noticed. The funeral home's going to be noticed.
Right.
When that nurse comes out with a clipboard wanting to know, what funeral home do you want us to call? Your loved one did not make or survive the accident. Look, anything that you do that's different. I had a medical procedure yesterday. I am somewhat cold-natured, and I even mentioned it to one of the nurses when I said, sometimes I get a little chilly. The other nurse did not know that's what she said. I'm on the table ready for the procedure. And the nurse said, you know what? She said, sometimes it gets cold in here. Do you want a blanket? And I said, you know, that might be a good idea. She said, well, it does get cold in here. Hold on. When she came back, she gave me a warm blanket. Felt like it just come out of an oven. I was so thankful for that right before I went out to sleep.
Well, and again, I just underscore this and to relate something you've shared with this audience before, and that is that your staff was trained to, when someone came in to make arrangements or to attend a funeral service or a visitation, that they would point out or direct people automatically to where the restrooms were.
Right, exactly.
Without waiting to be asked.
Let them know.
So anticipation is a skill set. It can be trained. And this is Alan Creedy.
This is Danny Jefferson. You can do it.
And we can help.
Remember to send your questions by clicking the link at www.twoguysandaquestion.com. New questions are answered every Tuesday and Thursday at 4:22 p.m. Eastern Time.